Welcome to the Hallelujah House, where we focus on preparing the heart, home, and harvest. In this series of podcasts, we are learning what it means to abide in Christ and how to hear the voice of God. My name is Tammy Carter Adams, and I will be your host. I'm so glad you stopped by. Come on in. Hello, everyone. This is going to be another segment where with just me. This is Tammy. I hope you guys are having a great day. And I'm going to try to make this as short as possible, but I really want to dissect the three Marys. I hate loose ends, and I just want to wrap it up, and I wanted to go into the Word and find out who were these Marys, not three Marys, but these three women, because we're kind of blending them all together. And I found out that Liz and I both were wrong. I had stated that Mary of Bethany had great sin, and that is not the case. Nowhere in the Bible does it say Mary of Bethany had great sin. And her, when she anointed Jesus' feet, it was symbolic of something else other than sin. So we're going to go and let's dissect these. We're going to start with the alabaster box woman. And let's read the passage together. Her story is in Luke 7, 36 through 50. So I'm going to give you time to find it, and then let's read it together. Luke 7, 36 through 50. Okay. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. This is Jesus, Pharisees asking Jesus, okay? And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at a table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Now, what we see here, and look, I tell you what, let's read all the passages, and then we're going to compare and figure out the differences in these different stories. And thanks. Sorry for the bang up. Now let's go to Mary of Bethany, another example. And this is the second example of a woman anointing Jesus' feet with oil. So that is in John 12, 1 through 8. So John 12, 1 through 8, the next book over. Okay, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume, but Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you will always have with you, but you do not always have me." Now, the differences between these two women, the woman that's mentioned in Luke, That event happened in Judea, and it was the house of Simon the Pharisee. And Simon the Pharisee was the one who opposed her actions, okay? So it happened in a totally different location. Now, if you go to Mary of Bethany, this happened in Bethany, okay? This event happened in Bethany, and for different reasons. So the sinner woman, it was a sign that she was sorrowful for the sins that she had committed. And she was recognizing him as Christ, and she was showing her sorrow over the sins that she had committed. And so Christ forgave her because of that act that she had given him. And that was at the beginning of Christ's ministry. That's another point to make. These happened at two different times, one at the beginning of his ministry and the other at the end of his ministry, when he's with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus again. This is after he raised Lazarus from the dead. So you know that burned up the Pharisees and the religious leaders, and they were really wanting to kill him at this point because he had raised Lazarus. So they were having dinner, and Mary of Bethany, she was doing that as symbolic of his burial, of his impending death. And I find these two events almost like bookmarks, you know, of Christ's ministry, one happening at the beginning of his ministry and the other happening towards the end of his ministry. I think it's kind of interesting that it's a repeat, and it could have been how sometimes there's a lot of foreshadowings in the Bible, of events that happen, and it could, the sinful woman, even though her act was an act of repentance, it could have been a foreshadowing of what was going to come at the end of his ministry. So I want to do Mary of Magdalene. So who is Mary of Magdalene? A totally different woman. In Luke 8, 1 through 3, she was not, I want to make it clear, there's nowhere in the Bible that says she was a prostitute. And I think that that was a rumor that was started by a pope back in history or something. Can't remember the Pope's name, but anyway, she was not a prostitute. And let's read Luke 8, 1 through 3. Soon afterward, he went on through the cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. This is Jesus now. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom the 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. So what we see here in this small passage, we realize that Mary Magdalene was healed. She was delivered of 7 demons, okay? And Christ had called them out of her. And so she had become a follower of him to meet his needs. And out of their means normally means, you know, that they had money, that they were supplying, probably buying food for Christ and the disciples. And so she must have had some money. I mean, that's what I'm taking from this passage. So Mary Magdalene is definitely a different Mary than Mary of Bethany. And there's a separate woman here, the sinful woman. So there are 3 separate women. Mary is a very popular name throughout this time in history, as we had stated before. But so was Simon. Simon is another one. Simon the leper, Simon the Pharisee, Simon Peter. So we have all these Simons too. So that's not uncommon for many people in the Bible to have the same name. So I hope that clears it up. And we will see you in session 9.